Exclusive, restoration pack resurfaces Biden's worst campaign moment in $2.5 million Michigan ad buy. By Hannah Blow on July 28, 2020. A restoration pack ad is calling Joe Biden's D character into question, serving as part of a $2.5 million ad buy targeting voters in Michigan, another crucial battleground state for President Trump to reclaim in November. Restoration PAC made waves this month with a $2 million ad buy in Wisconsin, thrusting the former vice president's history of dishonesty to the forefront in an ad that will now run in the Great Lakes state, Breitbart News has learned. The ad, produced by Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ad maker Rick Reed, revisits a highly controversial moment for then-Senator Biden, who grossly fabricated his resume during a presidential campaign stop in New Hampshire on April 3, 1987. I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. I went to law school on a full academic scholarship. The only one in my class, Biden told a man in the clip. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees, he added, telling the man, identified as Frank, that he would be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like. The ad generated so much buzz that the Washington Post addressed it in a Monday piece titled, Joe Biden's Worst Ever Campaign Moment, Revisited. Many readers in Wisconsin have contacted the fact-checker asking about an ad by a pro-GOP group known as Restoration PAC, the piece read. The outlet affirmed that Biden really said this stuff and reported that everything happened in the ad as described. The editing of the clip leaves in place the essence of Biden's remarks and does not manipulate it in a misleading way. So Restoration PAC does not turn any Pinocchios, the paper concluded. Biden's claims, of course, were proven false, as Breitbart News detailed. Biden did not graduate in the top half of his class in law school. He was not named the outstanding student in his college political science department. He did not graduate with 3 degrees, nor did he go to law school on a full academic scholarship. Nonetheless, Biden claimed that his recollection was inaccurate. His lies were eventually forgotten following the eruption of his plagiarism scandal, leading to his departure in the race. Restoration PAC plans to run the $2,502,771 ad buy through August 11. It will air on all media markets in Michigan. Per the press release. Several months after he made the incredible boasts, the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, ABC, CBS, Newsweek, and NBC, among other outlets, described Biden's resume claims as false and quoted Biden as admitting as much, citing a bad memory. Even though the deceptions were covered by the media, they were quickly overshadowed by Biden's plagiarism scandal that was attributed to his departure from the presidential race later that fall. We believe our ad is providing voters an important insight into Joe Biden's character, Doug Truax, Restoration PAC founder and president, said in a statement. He has been deceiving voters for decades. Truax indicated that additional money has been allocated for other crucial presidential swing states, according to the press release. The latest Restoration PAC poll shows Biden leading President Trump by double digits, 54.3% to 36.8%. Tuesday's Real Clear Politics average showed Biden up by 8.4% in the state. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton in Michigan in 2016 by less than half a percentage point.